Blog Talk Radio.
Live from Talladega, Alabama, you're in the Pit Stop with Tim Despain and Stephen Wilson on the Speedway Digest Radio Network, Blog Talk Radio, Stitcher Radio, and Apple Podcast. Big thanks to Kim Rupp and the International Motorsports Hall of Fame and Museum. Join us Saturday, August 1st for a night at the museum to benefit the International Motorsports Hall of Fame. Front entrance doors for the museum will open at 5 p.m. Dinner will be served at 6 p.m. and the racing memorabilia auction will start at 7 p.m. The band, Swinging Medallions, will start playing at 8:30, with items continuing to be auctioning off during the band's intermissions. Tickets are $75 each or $500 for table of eight. For more information, call 256-362-5002 or email Kim Rupp at kimrupp@motorsportshalloffamefoundation.com.
Hey, this is Austin Dillon, driver of the Dallas Chevrolet, and you're listening to the Pit Stop with Tim Despain.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, from Talladega, Alabama, home of the 2.66-mile monster we call Talladega Super Speedway. As track president Grant Lynch would say, this is more than a race, this is Talladega. Got a big show tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We've got Jake Griffin coming on at the bottom of the hour. He's going to be driving Mike Afflander Motorsports 03 NASCAR Temper World Truck Series at Eldora tomorrow night. And I'm going to go ahead and bring on my good friend and Reverend of the show, Mr. Reverend Joe, and let's get everything started and thank the good Lord that has blessed us for everything that we are able to do. Come on in the house, Reverend Joe. Reverend, how you doing tonight, my friend?
Not doing too bad, Tim. Happy birthday. Just talk to you on your birthday, but you're getting old as me almost.
Well, thank you very much, Reverend. Yes, I am 5 years before hitting the big 5-0, so that'll tell you how old I am.
Yeah, you're just a puppy. What are you talking about? Heck, that's nothing. That's nothing. I'm a couple of weeks away from hitting the big 67, so... Never thought I'd be around this long. They lied to me when I was young. They told me I was such a wise guy, somebody killed me before I was 30. And here I am. So, anyway, we got a big show tonight?
Yes, sir, we do. And just to let you know, when I was coming up as a teenager, back in the 80s, some of the stuff we did, Reverend Joe, the good Lord just was not ready for us yet.
Yeah, that's for sure. He just wasn't ready to put up with us. Well, shall we get this party started? All right. Lord,
before you.
Lord, we come before you tonight in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We ask you your blessings upon all those who are involved with auto racing. We ask you to watch over everyone at Eldora this weekend. It's going to be a great race and exciting. We ask you protection upon them and all the racing over the weekend. We ask you to be with all the members of our broadcast and all those that we deal with on a daily basis. We ask you to increase our numbers. We also ask you, please, Lord, to bless all those that are hurting. The list is getting long, and we ask you to be with all of those who are hurting in any way, shape, or form. So be with us all, and we thank you for this.
Word.
Reverend Joe, as always, great invocation. I want to apologize because I always say amen, Reverend Joe, when you get through with the prayer, and I want to apologize. I had my mind on something else. Sorry about that, bud.
Well, I want to apologize to all the military out there. I totally forgot to ask God's blessing on them. So, Lord, we ask you to please keep an eye on all of our military, all of our police, all the firemen, all those men and women in uniform who keep us safe. Bless them and keep them safe. We thank you for that in Jesus' name. So,
amen.
What else is going on?
Amen. Well, we've got... Stephen Wilson's going to be a little bit late coming on. We've got Megan Thomas waiting here. She's going to come on and give our forecast for Eldora and Indianapolis Motor Speedway. And I talked to Chris Knight at NASCAR Wire Service earlier. He's going to try to join us with Stephen and I when we have Jake Griffin on. But, Reverend, you've got the floor. Go ahead and let everybody know where they can follow you at on social media, bud.
Sure. Chris Knight's a good friend of mine for a long time. Tell him I said hello. We can be reached at ontrackwithjesus@aol.com. Our website is ontrackwithjesus.org. And our phone number is 951-232-7630. And our Facebook page is REV Joe. Rev Joe Bubico, Bubvico, on Facebook. As you know, they can follow us on there. We post scripture both day and night. Anyone that's reading our scriptures that we post, right now we're going through the book of Luke. Questions, please email me, call me, Facebook me. Glad to have a discussion with you. Love to do it. And I look forward to all of that, and we thank all of you for all you do. We thank you, Tim, for having such a wonderful show and having me on.
Thank you, Reverend Joe, and I want to thank you for being, you Johnny on the spot, bud. We got our Reverend for the show. But, yeah, Reverend, thank you very much, and keep up the good work. Praise the Lord. Get everything out there, and we'll talk at you next Tuesday night, bud.
All righty, bud. Talk to you then.
All right. See you, Reverend. Take care, bud.
Take care.
Okay, that was our Reverend. Let's bring a meteorologist from ABC 3340 here in Birmingham, my good friend, which I always like to call Mother Nature. Let's bring Megan Thomas into the pit stop with Tim Spain and Stephen Wilson.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Mother Nature, how you doing tonight?
I am hot. I don't know about y'all.
I am, too. I was coming home from Coosa Valley Electric earlier, and I saw, I think it was 3 water buffaloes, Megan. They evaporated. Just gone.
I don't doubt it. It was so hot and humid this afternoon. And we've actually seen a few storms around here in Hoover and Birmingham. Over the past hour or so, we keep getting these little pop-up showers, and they rain themselves out. So it cools the air off just a little bit, but then once it starts to evaporate, it becomes even more humid than it was before.
Yes, you know, Megan, just like Jerry Clower. I don't know if you've heard of Jerry Clower, because you're a little bit younger than I am. Just like Jerry Clower always says, it ain't the heat, it's the humidity.
Humidity, that's exactly what it is. Yep, it's a hot one, and it's going to be that way, unfortunately, until probably mid-August.
Yeah, I was listening to Grady and Rufus T on Thunder Dan 2-7 this morning, and just like Rufus T said, it could probably go all the way up to December, you know, because we have had some warm temperatures in December, and I remember a few years back, I think it was New Year's Eve, we had, like 60 degrees temperatures or something.
Oh, yeah. No, it's definitely been pretty warm. And you can't really predict, like, oh, it's going to be this way for a long time. So we just got to take it day by day and deal with the heat, I guess.
Yes, ma'am. And I think Suzanne might have texted you tomorrow night, the NASCAR Tampa World Truck Series are going to be at Eldora Speedway on the dirt for their third annual dirt race there out there at Tony Stewart's track, and it's in Rossburg, Ohio. Do you have the forecast for that?
Yeah, tomorrow night it's going to be great, actually. Temperatures in the low 60s, and it'll be partly cloudy. I don't expect any rain there tomorrow evening. So that's the good news.
Good. We don't like racing in rain. Don't get along, especially on the dirt. And the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series and NASCAR Xfinity Series are going to be in Speedway, Indiana, Indianapolis Motor Speedway this weekend for their annual Brickyard 400 for the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series. Do you have that one, Megan?
Yeah, on Saturday, if you're going down, it's a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly in the afternoon and evening. So 20%, you know, is like 1 in 5. The chances of you getting hit by one is very, very small. Same sort of deal Saturday night. The chance goes up to about 40%, mainly after 8 o'clock at night. So kind of depends on the timing. Then Sunday, 30% chance of showers and storms. It'll be mostly sunny throughout the afternoon, maybe a few passing clouds, hoping to keep the temperatures down. Highs will be in the 80s once again. And then we'll see Sunday night temperatures falling back down to the upper 60s under a partly cloudy sky. So I can't say that it's going to be a washout because we've had those chances where the 30% chance of showers just happened to fall right over the speedway. However, I don't expect it to this time around. They'll be very scattered in nature.
Yes, ma'am. In Mother Nature, Central Alabama here in downtown Talladega, you know, over in Birmingham, everybody here. What are we looking at for the next few days? I've heard James mention we're going to get a little bit of break from the heat, maybe some rain. Am I hearing right?
Yeah. So the rain is supposed to pick up. It was supposed to pick up this afternoon, which it did. It's more scattered this afternoon. Tomorrow, there's about a 50% chance, and then again on Thursday and Friday, it goes back down to around 30. Chances will fall back in the low 90s. Still feeling like the upper 90s when you factor in the humidity. But however, on Saturday, I think it's about a 20-30% chance that you'll see some showers around. So it's the summertime pattern. It's the scattered showers, warm days, fair nights, temperatures in the 70s overnight. So it's still going to be warm and muggy, but it won't be as warm and muggy as we've seen the last several days because we've still been under a heat advisory.
Yes, ma'am. Just like just like you always say, you and James and Charles, it's typical summertime in Alabama.
Absolutely, and it'll get cold again in the winter, you know.
Yes, ma'am. Megan, I want to thank you again for calling in. You're Johnny on the spot, just like I told Reverend Joe. You want to throw out there where everybody can follow you at on social media, Megan? You got the floor, sweet.
Yeah, absolutely. You can follow me on Twitter at MegTom_WS. X, that's MEGTOM_WX, and then on Facebook, it's meteorologist Megan Thomas, and would love to get your pictures from all the races, and I'll tweet them out.
There you go, race fans. Tweet out your race pictures from wherever you're at to Megan Thomas, and she will definitely share. Megan, thank you again for being the official meteorologist of the Pit Stop, Tennis Fan Stephen Wilson. We really appreciate you, Mother Nature.
Absolutely. I'll talk to you all guys next week.
Yes, ma'am. Talk to you next week, Megan. Have a good week.
You too.
All right. See you, sweet.
Bye-bye.
Okay, that was our meteorologist. I'm going to go ahead and get everything started. Stephen Wilson's going to be in a little bit late here. I'm going to start with the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series. NASCAR Xfinity Series, race number 17 at New Hampshire Motor Speedway, the 26th annual Lakes Region 200. Your race winner was Denny Hamlin. Won the 26th annual Lakes Region 200, his 13th victory in 150 NASCAR Xfinity Series races. This is his second victory and sixth top 10 finish in 2015. This is his first victory and fifth top 10 finish in five races at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. Austin Dillon finished second, posted his third top 10 finish in four races at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. It is his 11th top 10 finish in 2015. Brad Keselowski finished third, posted his seventh top 10 finish in seven races at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. Daniel Suarez finished fifth, was the highest finishing rookie. And Chris Buescher leads the point standings by 31 over Chase Elliott. And just to throw some more notables out there about the points, Chris Buescher, like I said, leading the point standings by 31 over Chase. And you got Ty Bell in third, Reagan Smith, 4th. Elliott Saller, 5th. Darrell Wallace Jr., 6th. Daniel Suarez, I mentioned, was the highest finishing rookie. He's 7th in points. Brendan Gaughan is 8th. Ryan Reed, 9th. And to run out your top 10 is Brian Scott. And then to talk about your owner points following race number 17 at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. Roger Penske is leading the owner points there. He's in 1st. Richard Childress, 2nd. Joe Gibbs, 3rd. Jack Roush, 4th. And Rick Hendrick, 5th. And I have some interviews from Loud New Hampshire. And I'm sure everybody has heard about the Austin Dillon, Denny Hamlin deal. Let's go ahead and see what Austin Dillon had to say, your second place finisher at Loud New Hampshire in the media center about what he thinks about Denny Hamlin.
All right, we'll go ahead and begin our post-race press conference tonight. We are now joined by our second-place finisher, Austin Dillon. Austin, you battled hard to get back to the lead there at the end. Talk about your race in the closing laps tonight.
Well, I want to first off thank Danny Stopman and the guys. Ream car was really fast. I think we had the fastest car throughout the day, just never had the track position. And it's disappointing because I had a good restart. Cleared him off at 2. I missed one corner. I'll take the blame for that. I got a little tight. Car was just a little chattery tight right there. He got to me. Figured he was going to race, but he never even wanted to. He wrecked his teammate and then proceeded to try and wreck me. And if I would have got back to him, it would have happened to him.
All right, we'll go ahead and open it up to questions. Please state your name and affiliation. Start with Bob.
Bob Parker, ESPN. I haven't heard anything that he has said, but it sounded like maybe they thought that you had jumped the restart. They were just talking on the radio. They didn't specifically say you did, but it sounded like that they were mad about something. So I was curious if you can kind of explain when you went.
Well, he was laying back, and the rule is when you get to that two red marks and the leather red mark, you go. And I went. He tried to lay back the first start, and I spun the tire, so I wasn't going to let it happen again. I went. Cleared him off at 2. We were dead even going into 1. So I don't know what the problem was.
Reed Spencer with NASCAR Wire Service. Austin, today Brad got 4 tires. It didn't seem to make any difference at all in terms of his being able to track you down. You got right back by him. Is that an indication of maybe what's going to happen tomorrow, that tires aren't going to be that valuable?
Yeah, track positions, everything out there. I mean, I had an exceptional car and could run faster lap times than most anybody in front of me, but it took so long to get them through lap traffic and getting to them, you lose so much time. So track position's hard to beat here, you know. That's about it. Tires will be, they'll mean something, but just like today, really.
Any final questions for Austin?
Austin, Patrick Cole at NASCAR.com. Is that not the kind of contact that you would sort of expect on a shorter track, or is that kind of like egregious?
Well, I mean, what is racing if you can't race side by side for more than a corner? He never even went through a corner with me the whole race. Didn't want to. He just moved me. Missed the corner, wrecked me. I mean, I'm fine with racing rough. I promise you I can do it to anybody. But if we're going to race like that, I need to know before you get to the first corner, you know? Give me a corner at least. I don't know. I've reworked a relationship with Denny. He called me a spoiled rich kid in Texas 2 years ago, and I ate it. You know what I mean? He said, just the last name, and I said, my last name's Dillon, not Childress, but he is my grandfather. And I'll always act with class. Everybody in the media knows that. And I've worked my way here just like anybody else. And with Denny acting like that, what does he want me to call him? You know? I don't do that. I know how to act.
All right. Thanks for joining us, Austin.
got a bad name, but a man can change. I'm living proof of that. Till my last day, till my last breath, of everyone that can, I can love you the best. Till my last day, I'll be loving you. Till my last day, I'll be loving you.